blasting out coast to coast and border to border on rural radio and hometown radio stations, it's time for America's Hot Barn Report with Monty James.
Everybody, Monty James for America's Hot Barn Report. Now, I want to make it clear that we stay out of politics as much as we can on the HBR, but last Friday we broke the news that the president was quoted by Bloomberg as saying, quote, "We've been working on beef and I think we have a deal that will bring the price of beef down," end quote. That deal turned out to be with Argentina. Now, we got some backlash over just reporting it, especially on social media. Well, I'm a big supporter of the First Amendment, the one that promises freedom of the press, freedom of speech, and freedom to petition the government. As a supporter of the U.S. beef industry and a person whose livelihood is predicated on U.S. beef, I suggest we do all three and not allow the president or Argentina to bring the price of beef down. By the way, I checked this morning and a room at the Trump Hotel in New York City was $1,200. Don't see any deals to bring that down. Let your congressional representation know we will not tolerate price manipulation to bring beef down during the only consistently good beef prices we've had in the past 10 years. Let your voices be heard. Congressional switchboard digits are 202-224-3121. Cowboy up and make the call. 202-224-3121.
Do it.
Cowboy up.
We're not even going to talk about the lock limit down Black Friday at the CME. However, yesterday, after the smoke all cleared, December live cattle were actually up 182 to 243.65. Feb fats closed at 244.52. All eyes will be on the national trend-setting sale today at Stockman's of Yankton. Watch it burn at cattleusa.com or Hot Barn Report on Facebook. November feeders put on 97 cents at 372.67, whilst Jan calves were down 12 cents at 369.17. Good news is, for you ranchers selling calves this week, Monday sale at Faye, South Dakota was red hot with 540-pound black steers sizzling at 525. 100 head of 605-pounders boomed to 474. Important big fall run sales this week at all 15 of our reporting barns. See video details at Hot Barn Report on Facebook. Buy them up safely at cattleusa.com. Yours truly will be in the seats today at the big HBR Top Cattle Buyer Buckle Sale in North Platte, Nebraska. Monty James for America's Hot Barn Report. Thanks for listening, folks.
Brought to you by Bassett Livestock, St. Orange Livestock, Ogallala Livestock, Winter Livestock, Torrington Livestock, Stockman's Livestock, Loma Livestock, Cry County Stockyards, Moe Ridge Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, North Platte Stockyards, Albion Livestock, Faith Livestock, Platte Livestock Market, and Stockman's Livestock Exchange.
If you love cattle and rodeo, make the trip to Young's Western Warehouse in beautiful Valentine, Nebraska, nestled in America's top cow-calf county. Can't make the trip from, say, Maine or Florida? No problemo. Do your buying online at the famous discountwesternwear.com website. One of the nation's largest selections of Western clothes, tacks, saddles, workwear, Montana silversmith jewelry, and Western decor delivered to your door.
Hey, that rhymed.
www.discountwesternwear.com. Free shipping on orders of over $99, owned by the Weber Ranch family.